Why did you decide to take a stab at the mayoral office?
Well, I'd like to see our city government focus on what I consider to really be the lifeblood of our city, and that is our dynamic, vibrant, historic neighborhoods. The people who talk about Albany from the outside, I think, often think that Albany is synonymous with our state government. But for those of us who live here, Albany is a place where we live. It is a place with that is steeped in history, that has rich diversity, and it's a place that I love living. And I think that we need to focus on our neighborhoods and some of the issues that residents have been talking about now for more than a decade, like vacant and abandoned buildings, like spiraling property tax bills, codes that seem to be enforced sporadically or ineffectively, and also public safety issues. The strength of our city is the fact that it's walkable and it's livable, and I think that that's really where our city government needs to focus.
You mentioned abandoned and derelict buildings, and that was an issue 4 years ago as well.
The problem has shifted. We had about 800 vacant and abandoned buildings 4 years ago, and we have about 800 vacant and abandoned buildings now. They might not all be the same vacant and abandoned buildings, but we haven't been able to break the cycle and to really find solutions, permanent solutions to this issue.
And we also have the issue of what to do about downtown. It's that always seems to come back as an issue.
We have a lot of vacancy downtown now, and we have seen our overall commercial taxable property values drop by 12% since 2009. And this is an issue that many can attribute to the economy, but if you look at Colony and our surrounding suburbs, they've seen their tax base increase. So we have had some booms, and now we're experiencing some busts. And what we really need is a consistent plan that we can follow and stick to, that is transparent, that's open to people, in order to move downtown forward.
Now, what's the process going forward as far as you making a run for mayor? Of course, this depends on what Mayor Jennings decides to do, if he decides to run or not. Now, if he is still in the running, then what, you primary him?
That's right. There'll be a Democratic primary in September. And in order to participate in that primary, you have to get on the ballot, which means that starting in June, we'll be collecting signatures and aiming to get enough signatures to get on the ballot.
If he decides he's not going to run, then you being a fellow Democrat, you may or may not get his blessing. He may not give anybody his blessing, but there would be a primary nonetheless, because apparently there are some other folks that are interested in running.
You know, I'm focused on my race and on, you know, reaching out to as many people as I can. I announced early because I think it's important to start the conversation as early as possible. And there may very well be other people in the race. I'm a proponent of democracy. In Albany, that happens in the primaries, and we're prepared for whatever that primary may be.
So what makes you believe that you can fill the shoes that will be vacant once Jerry Jennings is gone?
Jerry Jennings has a very distinct leadership style, and I think that he has created a legacy and he has accomplished some good things in the last 20 years. But I think at this point in Albany's history, we require a different type of leadership. We're facing significant fiscal issues. We have a structural deficit that's approaching $20 million. We have significant challenges with respect to our infrastructure. And we have a governor who is telling New York State's cities that he's not going to send more aid. And so we need to go about building a government that we can afford. We need to go about the business of modernizing our city government so that we can be transparent and efficient and accessible. When I walked into City Hall in 2010, I really felt like I had stepped back in time. I still have a black and green computer screen. And we don't have the tools that I think most people, most of your listeners, would expect a city to have or any business to have in order to really be able to make good decisions about how we're spending our taxpayers' resources. And so that's what gets me excited. I see a path to really opening up our government, getting ourselves on a 21st century path so that we can accomplish all the great things that I know this city is capable of accomplishing.